I'm gonna call this meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Local Agency Formation Commission. Today is March 9th, 2022. And please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Thank you. Before I turn it over to Paul, please join me in congratulations, Commissioner Lori Rogan Folly, for her appointment as a full commissioner from the San Fernando Valley appointment. So congratulations, Lori. Glad
Thank
to
you.
See you stepped up. You've been waiting a long time, Lori.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you in this position. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, with that, Paul, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Let me first start by letting everybody know that Commissioner Finley has joined the meeting. Item 3 is the disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time. Okay, we have some announcements. Today's meeting is being conducted pursuant to Government Code Section 54953 in a virtual teleconference format. All public hearing notices and the agenda clearly stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit written comments by email or U.S. mail. Any communications received after the agenda was posted were forwarded to the Commission via email. We also monitor the LAFCO email, which is info@lalafco.org, throughout today's hearing. Any written comments received prior to the conclusion of the time for public testimony will be read or summarized by staff. Instructions on how to participate by phone or the web were provided on the agenda. In conformance with state law, the agenda was posted to the LAFCO website on Tuesday, March 1st, and it was posted at the Los Angeles County Hall of Administration on Thursday, March 3rd. LAFCO's legal counsel has reviewed the agenda and public hearing notices, and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. For all agenda items requiring a vote, Commission Clerk Adriana Flores will call the roll for votes. When a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, please do so and state your last name so that we can record it in the minutes. Item 4 concerns public testimony and the swearing in of speakers. We have arranged for members of the public to provide verbal testimony during today's meeting. As is the Commission's practice, each individual speaker would be allowed to speak up to 3 minutes for all agenda items, including public comment. To the members of the public calling into today's meeting, and should you wish to speak before the Commission, I'm going to ask that you please identify yourself in the agenda item to which you are speaking. You may also indicate that you merely wish to be available should any commissioner have questions. When you were called upon, I would ask that you please eliminate any background noise so that the Commission can hear you clearly. For any member of the public who plans to testify before the Commission today, now is the time for you to be sworn in. I would ask that you now raise your right hand, and in the testimony that you may give before this commission, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Doug, could we maybe go through the callers and just see what items they're on?
The only member of the public that I'm showing is Joyce Parker.
Ms. Parker, is there a particular item you are here on today? Doug, is her mic open?
Her mic is open, yes.
Joyce Parker Bozolinski, is there an item you wish to speak on today, or did you wish to speak during public comment? Okay, hearing none, I would suggest that we move on with the agenda. Mr. Chair, I just want to let you know that Clark Stevens with the Resource Conservation District has joined the call.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Your consent agenda is identified as agenda item 6A through 6D with three substantive items. Staff recommends that you approve, you adopt one motion approving the consent agenda.
This is Don Deere. Commissioner Deere, I move we adopt the consent agenda in its entirety.
Second. Finley, second.
Okay, is there any discussion? Roll call, please, Brianna.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Brogan Fowley?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbeck?
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Item 7A is the draft municipal service review, MSR 2022-02, and sphere of influence update for the resource conservation districts, which are the Antelope Valley Resource Conservation District and the Resource Conservation District of the Santa Monica Mountains. Staff is pleased to present this draft MSR and SOI update for the two RCDs in LA County. Your agenda package includes a draft MSR, recommendations to expand both of their SOIs, identification of authorized services for both districts, and all necessary MSR and SOI determinations. Resource conservation districts are independent special districts managed by an elected board of directors that work cooperatively with state, local, and federal officials, governmental agencies, as well as owners of private lands to conserve soil. Pursuant to state law, an RCD cannot provide services outside its jurisdictional boundary. Unlike other special districts, however, the location of territory within an RCD's boundary does not obligate the district to provide any specific service. For example, they're not the same as a retail water agency or a sanitation district that would be obligated to provide service within its boundaries. Expanding both of these agencies' boundaries would increase the opportunity for future annexations to bring soil conservation services to additional areas of the county. As noted in the staff report, we've provided all required public notice and conducted additional outreach with key stakeholders. After publication of the agenda package, a mapping error was brought to our attention relative to the two proposed SOI maps. Within the MSR, these are Exhibit 4 on page 22, which is the proposed SOI map for the AV RCD, and Exhibit 7 on page 34, which is the proposed SOI map for the RCD of the Santa Monica. We immediately alerted representatives of both agencies. We've emailed both of them a copy of the revised map with the corrected boundaries. And we understand that the representatives of both RCDs are comfortable with these revised maps. As shown in the slide on your screen, staff recommends that the commission amend the Antelope Valley RCD's sphere of influence to include the remaining portion of the city of Santa Clarita, a small portion. Could you go back to the, Alicia, could you go back to the slide for AV? It's the previous slide. Staff is recommending that the commission amend their SOI to include the remaining portion of the city of Santa Clarita, a small portion of the Santa Clara River, which is not within the boundaries of any RCD, and associated unincorporated territory in the Santa Clarita Valley. If you see the bright red line that kind of bisects the city of Santa Clarita, all that area that is crosshatched above it is within the SOI and boundary of the AVRCD currently. So the area that is being added is that area below the thin red line and above the kind of dark double red line that includes the city of Santa Clarita and some unincorporated territory around it. You could go to the next slide, please. Staff is recommending that the commission amend the Santa Monica Mountains RCD's SOI to include all of the San Fernando Valley within the city of Los Angeles, all are portions of the cities of Burbank, Glendale, La Cañada, Flint Ridge, Malibu, Pasadena, and San Fernando, and unincorporated communities in the San Fernando and Santa Clarita Valley. The crosshatched area that you see on this map is the current sphere and jurisdictional boundary for the RCD at Santa Monica Mountains. The solid red line that expands it would be the new SOI boundary. In the Santa Clarita Valley, the new SOI boundaries of the two RCDs would now abut each other, and that new boundary between them observes other established boundaries. The Santa Clara River and all of the city of Santa Clarita would be placed within the boundaries of the AVRCD. And I would note that the AVRCD already has about 20% of the city within its boundaries. The northerly boundary of the Rim of the Valley corridor would be within the boundaries of the Santa Monica Mountains RCD. And near the I-5 SR-14 interchange, the SOI boundaries between the two districts would mirror the SOI boundaries for the City of LA and the City of Santa Clarita. Staff feels strongly that the proposed SOI boundaries in this area are the most logical, and we would note further that these boundaries reflect extensive communication with representatives of both agencies. We would like to thank Deborah Gillis, the Executive Director of the Antelope Valley RCD, and Clark Stevens, the Executive Director of the Santa Monica Mountains RCD, for their communication support and input. And I believe that both of them are here today and they may wish to offer additional testimony. Staff recommends the commission open the public hearing and receive testimony. There being no further testimony, close the public hearing. Adopt and approve MSR 2022-02, the Municipal Service Review and Sphere of Influence update for the Resource Conservation Districts, with the understanding that staff will replace Exhibit 4 on page 22 and Exhibit 7 on page 34 with the proposed SOI update maps presented to the commission today. Adopt the recommended determinations required for the MSR pursuant to Government Code Section 56430. Adopt the recommended determinations required for the SOI updates pursuant to Government Code Section 56425. Adopt the revised proposed SOI update maps presented to you today. And adopt the resolution making determinations, including the CEQA determinations, approving MSR 2022-02, the Municipal Service Review and Sphere of Influence update for the Resource Conservation Districts. And that concludes my staff report.
Thank you, Paul. At this point, I'll open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to comment, please raise your hand. Do you see anybody, Paul? This or Doug?
No, Jerry.
I see Paul still looking, so.
Yeah, I don't see anyone who has expressed a desire to speak.
Okay, at this point then, hearing no comments, I'll close the public hearing. And do we want to hear from the individuals from the two resource conservation districts, Paul?
They did not express, I can see both of them, and they did not raise their hand or express a desire to speak, so.
Okay. If they don't want to, I'll move it, Parker.
Second, McCallum.
Are there any questions of the commission? Okay, with no questions, Adriana, would you like to do roll call, please?
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Brogan-Fowling?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Thank you, Adrian, and thank you, Paul, for doing a great job on this. Now we see how much money you want to spend.
Item 7B is the proposed draft budget for fiscal year 2022-23. Staff is recommending the commission adopt a draft budget for fiscal year 2022-23, as shown on the screen, and direct staff to mail a copy to the county, the cities, and the independent special districts in LA County. This is the first required public hearing, and we are agendizing a second public hearing scheduled for April 13th. State law requires you to do this with two public hearings. Anticipating increased expenditures for the preparation of multi-agency MSRs, as well as increased insurance rate premiums, we are proposing a 6.7% increase in assessments for the county, the cities, and the independent special districts. I would note that staff has delayed increasing assessments as long as possible, and this would be the first such increase in assessments in three fiscal years. We would note that over that period, inflation alone has increased by more than 9%. We are facing increased costs outside of our control, such as employer pension contributions, employer-provided medical and dental insurance premiums, and other insurance premiums. Your staff report includes the draft proposed budget, as well as a narrative which describes any significant changes from the current fiscal year's budget. Again, this is the first of two required public hearings, and at your meeting in April, we will report back on any comments or input received from the cities, the county, or the special districts. Staff recommends you open the public hearing, receive comments, and close the public hearing, approve the proposed draft budget, direct staff to forward the proposed budget to the counties, the cities, and the special districts, and set April 13, 2022 at 9 a.m. for the hearing on adoption of the recommended final budget for fiscal year 2022-23.
Okay, at this point, I'll open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to comment, please raise your hand.
Mr. Chair, I think Supervisor Barger has a question.
I do. First of all, thank you for this. I'm just on the rent, Paul. It's going up, correct?
Yes, it is.
Did we just renegotiate that? I'm just surprised that it's going up that much. I mean, didn't we just renegotiate that?
We did. Your commission did approve an extension of our current lease. Our original lease was a 10-year lease, so the rates on it were vastly and significantly below current market rate. We did, at the direction of the subcommittee who was providing input to staff, retain a broker who worked with our landlord to negotiate a rate, but it's just the fact of the matter is the rates have just gone up substantially since we signed that first lease in late 2021, or 2011, excuse me.
So it's a 4.2% increase in rent.
That is correct. And I would note that in the current fiscal year, we have 3 months of free rent, so that helps offset a little bit of that, at least in the short term.
Okay, thank you.
Is any member of the public wishing to comment, Paul or Doug?
There are no members of the public on the line currently.
Okay, thank you, Doug. As any
Jerry, I have one question for Paul. Paul, on the rent, can you just expand a little bit in terms of what was the term we negotiated? Because that may also help.
Oh, I'm sorry. I appreciate you raising that, Commissioner McCallum. Yeah, we were concerned about signing a longer term lease given some of the changes in staffing, hybrid models, COVID, all of that. So what was negotiated was, it is in fact a 5-year extension, but we have an out at year 3.
Yes.
So there was a provision negotiated that at the end of 3 years, if we chose to terminate the lease, there is a penalty, but we could do that at that point. And that subcommittee was Commissioner McCallum, Commissioner Deere, and Commissioner Gladback, who really wanted just to make sure that we preserved all of our options.
Yeah, it was just really based on really the changing environment during the COVID period of time. We didn't know exactly what offices would look like. And so we could have gotten a cheaper rent for a longer term, but we thought preserving our options was a better option. So that's why we sort of elected that. So I just wanted you to know.
Yeah, thank you for that clarification. Yeah. I just know that there is surplus office space currently available, and that's why I was surprised at the 4.2.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So thank you for that clarification. Yeah.
One of the things that really surprised us in discussions, both with our brokers and with the landlord, is that COVID had a weird effect on office space for small tenants, which is that all of the people were using the sort of shared office space where you go in and, you know, there's 50 cubicles and you just sit in one. Those have all emptied out. And that on, you know, you're not seeing as many, from what I understand, of the larger, you know, full floor or multi-floor leases. But our building in particular has a lot of smaller suites, and those are in relatively high demand. But we did look, and it was comparable to what the market was bearing at the time.
Okay, any other questions of the commission? Not hearing any or seeing any. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll move, Mr. Don Deere.
Second, Barger.
Thank you. Okay, roll call, Adriana.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Brogan-Fallie? Commissioner
Sorry Barger? About that, yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladback.
Yes. Thank you, Adriana. Motion carried. Go ahead.
Item 9 is the adoption of a resolution authorizing remote teleconference meetings of the commission pursuant to government code section 54953E and making the required findings. This is the resolution required to conduct today's meeting by teleconference as authorized by state law. Staff recommends the commission adopt the resolution of the Local Agency Formation Commission for the County of Los Angeles, authorizing remote teleconference meetings of the legislative body of the Local Agency Formation Commission for the County of Los Angeles for the meeting of March 9, 2022, pursuant to the Ralph M. Brown Act.
I move it. Don Deere.
Brogan, second.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, Adriana, would you please do roll call, please?
Sure. Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Brogan Valley?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladback?
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Adriana.
Item 9B is as needed alternate legal counsel. In 2012, LAFCO issued a request for proposals and then considered proposals from 8 law firms and hired 5 law firms to serve as LAFCO's as needed alternate legal counsel. Contracts were extended in 2016 to 4 firms, then to 3 firms in 2019, and those current contracts expire in May of this year. One firm was dropped because the sole partner with LAFCO expertise retired, and a second firm did not seek an extension as they were pursuing work representing clients before LAFCO. Staff is recommending that the commission extend the contracts for the as-needed alternate legal counsel with 3 law firms for a 3-year period. Since issuing the original contracts in 2012, you have utilized an as-needed alternate legal counsel on one occasion, and that was when you used Nancy Miller of Sloan Sakai. Staff recommends that the commission direct the executive officer to negotiate contract amendments for a new term of 3 years and to adjust billing rates with no other changes with the law firms of Best Best and Krieger, Nossaman LLP, and Sloan Sakai LLP, and to bring back those contract amendments to the commission for approval at a future meeting.
Finley, move approval of staff's recommendation.
I'll second it, Barger.
Thank you. Is there any questions of the commission? Okay, Adriana, would you please do roll call?
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Brogan Valley?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladback?
Yes. Thank you. Motion carried. Thank you, Adriana.
Item 9C is a proposed policy for commissioner term of office. Current law stipulates a 4-year term of office for all commissioners. The San Fernando Valley, City of Los Angeles, and public member positions on the commission have 1 voting member and 1 alternate member. When the terms of office for 2 commissioners end concurrently, there exists the potential for 2 empty seats for the member agency at the same time. Staff is recommending a policy, which was provided in the staff report, which would allow the appointing authority to stagger the terms for the voting member and the alternate member when making such appointments concurrently. The need for the policy is timely, given the upcoming expiration of terms of office for both the City of Los Angeles and San Fernando Valley voting and alternate members in May of 2022. Staff recommends that the commission adopt the policy for commissioner term of office and direct staff to post the policy to the commission website.
It's a pleasure of the commission. Do I have a motion?
I'll move it, Barger.
Second, McCallum.
Any questions of staff? Okay, would you do roll call, please, Adriana?
Sure. Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Brogan Valley?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Mayor Gladbach?
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, Adriana.
You're welcome.
10A is the legislative update. I would like to start my presentation by noting that there is a typo on page 5 of the staff report near the bottom, where the staff recommendation asks that the commission take a support position relative to SB 738. It should be SB 938 as it is in the rest of the staff report. I'd like to thank Anish Sarai of Supervisor Barger's office who found the error and brought it to our attention. We apologize for the confusion. He wanted to know what he gets for that, and I said he gets my undying gratitude. Next, and after the agenda meeting was posted, CalAFCO requested that you take a position in support of AB 2957, the annual omnibus bill. I received an email on this on Saturday, and we had posted the agenda the Tuesday before. Given the urgency of the matter, we prepared and posted an updated staff report to the website. We notified all commissioners, staff, and legal counsel, as well as all parties on LAFCO's email agenda notification system of this change. As noted in your updated staff report and under these circumstances, the Brown Act allows the commission to consider the item if you first determine there is a need to take immediate action and that the need to take action came to the attention of the agency subsequent to the agenda being posted, and that you take this action in a motion that passes on a 2/3 vote. The updated staff report, my presentation, and the calling of the roll call vote will today reflect 2 separate roll call votes. We consulted closely with legal counsel to ensure our procedures comply with state law. The written staff report discusses 4 bills which may be of interest to the commission, and we are requesting that the commission support 3 bills. SB 938 by Senator Bob Hertzberg. It would do 2 things. The first is to consolidate all the protest provisions in the act into 1 section. And secondly, it would add a new process to change the protest threshold for a commission-initiated dissolution of a special district, which is currently 10%, to match the 25% threshold allowed for dissolution proposals which are filed by outside agencies. This was subject to increased transparency and public hearing requirements. The bill is being sponsored by CalAFCO, and it also enjoys the support of the California Special Districts Association. And I would note that there was exhaustive communications between CalAFCO and CSD over the last 2 years on this issue. I would note that if SB 938 were the law at the time, you would not have needed special legislation to dissolve the former Strativa County Water District. The second bill is AB 2449 by Assemblymember Blanco Rubio. It's very similar to AB 703 from last year, which you supported. It's sponsored by the Three Valleys Municipal Water District, and it would allow the continued use of teleconferencing under specified circumstances when current law on the matter expires. And finally, AB 2957, the annual CalAFCO Omnibus Bill, which is sponsored by CalAFCO and introduced by the Assembly Local Government Committee. All 3 items in the bill are non-controversial, and your staff was involved in drafting 2 of them. In addition, there are 2 additional items that CalAFCO's Legislative Committee hopes to have amended in. And CalAFCO's Legislative Committee and Board of Directors have both taken a position in support of the bill. I would note further that as far back as any of us can remember, the commission has supported the annual omnibus bill. Copies of SB 938, AB 2449, and AB 2957 were provided in your agenda package. Staff recommends the commission determine that there is a need to take immediate action relative to AB 2957, that the need for action came to the attention of the local agency subsequent to the agenda post being posted, and as authorized pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.2B2, is described in more detail in the staff report. And again, this would require a motion and a second and to be passed by a 2/3 approval first in order for you to take action on AB 2957.
So we can do that separately, Paul?
You would do that first, correct.
Do I have a motion to approve taking action on this immediate item?
I move approval, Don Deere.
Finley, second.
Okay, any questions? Okay, would you do roll call, please, Adriana?
Sure. Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Brogan-Falley?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Mr. McCallum?
Yes.
Mr. Marish?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Okay, now we're going to do the vote on the whole package, Paul.
Yeah, so I just note, let the record reflect that that passed on a 9-0 vote, which exceeds the 2/3 requirement. Staff then recommends that you receive and file the legislative update and take a support position on SB 938, AB 2449, and AB 2957. Authorize the chair to sign letters supporting these positions and direct staff to convey the support to the governor, legislature, legislators, and other stakeholders.
So moved, Don Deere.
Is there a second?
Finley, second.
Any just questions of Paul? Okay, would you do roll call, Adriana?
Sure. Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Brogan-Fowling?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McKellum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell? Yes. Chair Gladback?
Yes. Motion carried.
Mr. Chair, if I could ask your indulgence for 30 seconds, there was a comment that came in from Clark Stevens of the Resource Conservation District. He just said, thank you, LAFCO. I was having difficulty with the audio, so please send along our appreciation for the hard work and assistance. We were impressed with the professionalism and willingness to help us come to this point, and we will look forward to continuing our work together. And again, that was from Clark Stevens of the RCD of the Santa Monica Mountains.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that, Paul. Does any commissioner have a report on a meeting they've attended on behalf of LAFCO? Not hearing or seeing anybody. Paul, your report?
We have provided you with a written EO report in your agenda package. And unless the commission directs otherwise, we plan to notice the April 13th meeting as a virtual meeting of the commission. Our understanding is that most elected bodies, including notably the County Board of Supervisors, whose meeting room we use for in-person meetings, continues to meet in a virtual format. Staff recommends the commission receive and file the written and verbal report from the executive officer.
Are there any questions of Paul? Do I have a motion to approve his report?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there any projection in terms of when we will be returning back in?
I do not have one. I would actually defer perhaps to Commissioners Barger and Mitchell, because I anticipate, given that we use their meeting room, that we would follow after the board does. Is there anything either of you could add?
And thank you for the question. We anticipate a modified reentry to the boardroom early April. You know, we are following the health orders with regard to lifting indoor mask requirement. And so we are trying to kind of think through how to reopen the boardroom safely, since masks are recommended, not required. That rule is rolling out for all county buildings effective March 21st. So we anticipate early April, and when we're solid in terms of our plan and ready to roll out and make that public, we'll let you all know.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question. Would our meetings going forward, once they are in person, would we have a hybrid option as well? In other words, that you can go there if you want, but you can also participate via remotely if you'd like to.
As I looked at this legislative update, the Rubio bill looks like it would allow at least us to host meetings telephonically after the emergency orders are lifted. So when I looked at that, I assumed that applied not only to the public's participation, but commissioner members also.
Mm-hmm. I would defer that really to all of you, because I think whether it's immediately or in the very near future, it's very clear to me that when we go back to in-person meetings, we're going to have to find some means of allowing the public to participate remotely. The one issue I would ask you all to consider is some of our other LAFCOs experimented with a hybrid for their commissioners. And the comments that we got back was that when you did it with everyone remotely, or you did the meeting with everyone in person, the meeting moved along pretty efficiently. When you had commissioners who were in the room and some who were on the phone or computer, the meeting took 2 to 3 times as long. So it's not really a decision for staff. It's really your call as to how you would like to do it. We also will have to address some technical issues. We've been very, very blessed that the county has lended us a tremendous amount of staff and technical support. But we need to put some thought into how we would accommodate all of that going forward. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, knowing that, I mean, maybe there's a fix to that too, you know, that people are alert and that sort of thing. But I think it's interesting. We've been through a couple of years of an experiment that none of us wanted, and it largely works, and there are advantages to it and disadvantages, but we might as well try and capture the advantages. I would be a strong advocate for any, public meetings like this going forward to at least have the option of hybrid.
Understood. We want to know what your partner in your office says, Commissioner.
He wants an apple, I think.
Okay. This is Carol Suzuki from County Council. As I read the statute, I think that it would require a statutory amendment going forward, consistent with what's proposed in the legislative update. So
I wasn't sure in reading just, I'm not familiar with the bill other than what I've read in the update. And I wasn't sure if the telephonic reference was just, Brown Act issues with regard to members of the public participating, or if it included, much like 361 allows for us as members to participate remotely. So I wasn't sure which this applied to.
Yeah, and I should qualify my statement because there are others within County Council that are also going to be looking at this issue. So it would be something that I would, confer with them on as well. So just wanted to raise that there could be a little bit of a legal issue.
As far as I agree with John on this, and the reason I say that is there's some meetings that I go to, and it is definitely more important to have those be live than others. And I don't know where you can pick and choose, but I found with LAFCO, I so miss all you guys. I really do. But I also recognize that we speak to maybe one or two people at the meetings. And then we have a group of 15 or 20 of us sitting up there on the dais. So I think to have the ability to be able to call in on some of these. Now, they're going to be, in my opinion, if this was the LA annexation or incorporation, something like that, well, then you know what? I want to be front and center because I want to see all those people and I want to be able to interact with them. But most of our meetings really aren't like that. So, anyway, I just wanted to kind of ring in on it.
Yeah.
Good points.
Total agreement.
We're anxious to hear from you, Carol. So the okay, let's see, where are we?
May I ask, can John introduce his new guest that just came into the screen?
Sure.
Well, here's another reason that hybrid is a good option. It allows us to take care of our children. This is my son Penzi, and he's with me for a few weeks, and I'm able to spend time with him, and also he's here and also do meetings. So this is just one other example as to one of the advantages of at least the potential. I miss all of you as well and would look forward to seeing everyone in person too, but having flexibility is a good thing.
I love it. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Okay, public comment. This is an opportunity for any member of the public to wish to comment to do so.
Mr. Chair, if I could interject, I apologize, but we need a motion and a vote on the executive officer report.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Do I have a motion? I'll second it then.
Okay, I'm sure there's no more discussion. Okay, Adriana, would you do roll call, please?
Sure. Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Brogan Fowley?
Yes.
Commissioner Deer?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell.
Yes.
Chair Gladback.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, Paul, for pointing that out. At this time, again, as a public comment, anyone from the public wishing to comment, now is the time to do so.
There are no members of the public online.
Okay, but I'm going to make a public comment, though. I just have to let you know, with regard to our other comments regarding the meetings, again, most of you, I know, because I've seen you all there. But you know what? I take a look at Supervisor Mitchell, and I think you're tall. I don't know. I think you're tall, and it's like, I'm 5'10", and I hug Catherine Barger all the time, so it's like, I want to get in person so I can hug Supervisor Mitchell too. So anyway, I just.
I too am a member of the Tall Girls Club. And so I look forward to reaching straight across and hugging you too, in that I am 6 feet.
Wow. Okay. That's the majority then.
Pretty soon we're going to have to do a full screen, a full page.
Right.
The commissioners can hug me too if they want.
All right. No problem with that, Don.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Any other public comment? Well, you said there were none, Paul. They are, Doug. Okay. The future meetings is April 13, May 11, June 8. So with that, I declare this meeting adjourned. It's been a great meeting. I love all the discussion and the frankness of everyone. So have a good month.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Take care, everyone.
Jerry, you run a good meeting.
Hug.
Well done.
Good.